Hello, Dad, and welcome back to Northside Today. It's Heidi Bedell here from the Baldoyle Community Hall. Now, I'm here with Babs Leonard and Vanessa Hoare from North Dublin Task Force. Ladies, you're very welcome. Thank you so much for coming into the office.
Thanks for having us.
Studio, yes. Vanessa, you're the manager, is it, of the...
I'm the prevention education worker with the Dublin North East Drugs Task Force, but I'm the site coordinator of the Strengthening Families Programme.
Oh, very good. Now, the Dublin... It's a lot, I suppose some people do have reasons to get come across the North Dublin... It's the Dublin North East Drugs Task Force.
It's done kind of in catchment areas. There are 14 local drugs task forces based around Dublin, two outside of Dublin, 12 within Dublin and two outside of Dublin, and 10 regional drugs task forces that were set up in 1997 to help combat the issue of drugs in Dublin originally.
So North East, where does that cover?
Dublin North East covers Dunnycarney, Artane, Beaumont, Coolock, Darndale, Belcamp, Mofew, Edenmore, Kilbarrick, Baldoyle, Sutton, and it extends right out to Howth.
Quite
a big area.
That's enormous.
Yeah, it's quite a big area. There would be maybe 25, 30 different communities within our catchment area.
And it's your job to solve all the drug problems.
To help support
all of those areas.
We would have a number of projects within each area, and it would be our job. Originally, they would have applied to the task force for funding to set up various services within their area, and it would be the task force's role to support those projects.
Like what? What kind of...
Rehabilitation projects, stabilisation projects, education projects, youth projects... different, and then staff within those projects. Like, we might not fund a youth project, but we might fund a drugs worker within that youth project.
Okay. Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Particularly for groups, like, what kind of groups do apply for these kind of things?
Well, originally it would have been, I suppose back in the day when communities didn't have services, they were kind of firefighting, so they were trying to provide services for drug users and their families to provide them support. When all the community people marched on government buildings and demanded that the government put in place some money back in 1996, I suppose then the murder of Veronica Guerin and Garda Jerry McCabe helped kind of support that, to say that there was a big drug problem and something had to be done. Also in the north inner city, there was a big heroin problem, there was large HIV statistics, so the government had to act and do something, so they made money available. So rather than giving communities money, they set up task forces. So task forces originally monitors projects and help them with finances, border management committees, governance, guidelines, all that, all those type of issues.
Right, so would this be like even a residents association or something that might...
A residents association could have been originally one of the projects. Like, we would have a number, as I said, we would have a project in Kilbarrick, a project in Darndale, a project in Dunnycarney, Edenmore, and they would have special CE schemes, which are CE schemes specifically for people who are on drugs and want to rehabilitate.
Come across this. There's special rules, isn't there, if you have a drug?
There's different criteria.
Addiction.
You can be under, 21. You can stay on CE for 3 years.
Yeah.
And obviously, the criteria is you can
it's
be
easier,
on,
isn't it, nearly, to get onto CE, is it?
Well, I suppose in one sense, well, places are ring-fenced now at the moment. You know, projects will tell you that there's still more places needed. Vacancies.
Now, I don't want that to encourage anyone who is looking to try and get on CE, and in order to do it, they take up a drug.
It's just another option. You know, it is an option, but most of the special CE schemes would have induction programs, so you wouldn't just go from being on drugs to being on a scheme. You would have to link in with the project and, talk to a key worker every day, and eventually, the goal would be to get onto a CE scheme to look at... various types of reintegrating back into the workforce, education, counselling, therapy, just to look at your addiction and where you're at and where you want to move on
and
from.
Does a person have to have stopped using at that point,
no,
or can they still be using?
They can still be in the process. Yeah, they can still be an active drug user.
Yeah, because it's tough, isn't it?
Yeah,
if you lose everything.
Very, very tough.
It's one of the areas I don't know that I could have worked in, really, because I've spoken to some people who work with people with addictions.
Yeah.
I know with my own addictions, I come off it, I go back on.
There's a circle.
Yeah.
There's a definite circle.
For me, it's computer games.
Mm.
But
for me, it's field.
I could not touch a computer game for years.
Yeah.
And then,
it's quite interesting work because as a prevention education worker, and Babs will obviously talk a little bit about her role, part of my role is to work with teenagers who would be at risk. So it's very, very interesting. I would deliver drug and alcohol education programmes, sexual health programmes. So I could be in schools, it could be in youth projects, it could be in CTCs, youth reaches, delivering drug awareness programmes.
And you like it, do you, Vanessa?
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'm here, I'm in working for the task force 13 years in February. Within those 13 years, doing different roles, but I'm doing education since 2008. So yeah, it's quite interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So if there are groups or people in organisations listening this morning, and they maybe are coming in contact with people with addictions, how do they go about getting support from the task force?
We're based in the Mornington Centre on the Artane Roundabout. It was an old bank. We're a resource centre for family members.
It's
that
a
are
beautiful
affected
place,
by it.
Actually.
It's a lovely building. Yeah, it's lovely
opening,
to walk in.
It's gorgeous.
If people wanted services and they weren't sure where to go, because obviously it depends on where you live, you can access services in your local area. They could contact the Mornington Centre on 846 5070, and we could refer them directly, you know, into the services that they require, or they could check our website. Now, our website at the moment is under reconstruction.
Oh, you should have spoken to Tinderpoint before you. I would have told you all about how to get the maximum amount of for free.
Yeah.
For free.
Yeah.
I like that bit that it was for free. But okay, so you're doing your website at the moment.
Yeah.
What do you have the address when it's finished, or?
It will be www.dtf. Is it DTF? I'm not actually too sure, so I don't want to give out.
It'll be another couple of weeks before it's up and running.
If they Google Dublin North East
Drugs Task Force,
it'll probably,
even our old website will pop up and our contact details will be on that.
Just say,
or
the
they can call into the centre.
Oh yeah,
which is based, as I said, on the Artane Roundabout, just beside the AIB Bank.
They can call in any time, can they? Or
absolutely,
have to make
between 9 and 5.
Oh yeah,
we close for lunch between 1 and 2, but other than that, we're open. And just in case people weren't sure what services they needed, you know, if they want to call in and have a chat with any of the staff, we'll direct them to
and
the
there
right
might
service.
Be something that might not, but there's no harm. Do they
absolutely
get a cup of tea?
They do. Might even get a biscuit if we're not all on diet.
Oh, I'll be round myself this afternoon. So you've got a particular programme you're running, this Strengthening Families programme.
Strengthening
What's
Families
that about?
Programme. It's an evidence-based education programme. It was originally designed in America for people who are coming out of treatment, addiction treatment, and who may not have been part of any family unit for a long number of years, and trying to go back into a family unit and be a parent. The programme helps the family actually get together and communicate as a family and resolve any issues and help them kind of, I suppose, get back on track as a family unit. So originally was designed for addiction. However, having said that, now any families we have on our programme, it's not necessarily addiction. It can be separation, isolation, bereavement, behavioural problems, mental health problems, death. Any issues that
problems
a family...
Problems in school,
teenagers. The problem may be with the parent or may be with the teenager. But it's basically an evidence-based programme, so the entire family takes place. The teen is from 12 to 16 years of age, and the mother and father or grandparent, it's any person that plays a parental role. It doesn't have to be a mother or a father. It can be a grandmother, an aunt, an older brother, anybody that plays a role in parenting the teen. They come along each week for 15 weeks and they learn skills that will help them better communicate as a family.
Oh, so could it be like an uncle? Because I've known a few people who it was a friend of the family, not even, sometimes not even related.
We had one family on the programme one time was, obviously without giving out any information, was a mother and father that had separated, and they wanted to kind of be able to do it very amicably and, you know, to be able to still communicate in relation to the children. And the grandparent came along as well because she was part of minding the child while parents were at work. So that was mother, father and grandparents. So, yeah, it's, as I said, it's everybody's family unit is made up of different ways. So,
yeah. I certainly don't tell my parents when I'm back on the computer games. No way. I just couldn't bear it. In shame. Very good. So that's what the families, when they want to get in touch, then can they come themselves, or
they can refer themselves in, but usually if they refer themselves in, we will find them a referral agent just for additional support, somebody that will, you know, ring them each week, ask them how they're getting on, how they're finding the programme, are they having any difficulties, any struggles, because it can be quite daunting for families to come along to a programme each week to say, you know, we're here because we have issues, you know, or we're here because we have problems. But what happens is when families all come together, we could have 12, 14 families together, everybody realises, you know, everybody's there for the same reason, regardless of what, why you're there. Mm-hmm. Everybody's there to get a little bit of help and a little bit of support.
Barbara, you've been involved with this programme before.
I have, yeah.
What did you do in this?
So I facilitated on the programme that we ran last year, and it ran for 14 weeks and finished up kind of just there in the summer. And it was a great experience. The programme is set up in such a way that it enables families. So as Vanessa has said, it's the parents and the teenager who attend the information sessions. But the programme is set up that there's childcare for the little people in the family as well.
How much is that?
There's no cost involved to families that take part in this programme. So everything that we can do to get a family through the door to support them in terms of transport, they'll be collected from their house if they can't make their own way to the programme. They get a meal on arrival.
Fantastic.
So they'll get like a home-cooked dinner and a dessert. And we all eat together when everybody arrives. And that's always a really nice experience.
Mm, yeah.
And then when the programme actually kicks in, the parents go to their session, the teenagers go into their session with separate facilitators, and the children go down to the creche workers. So everybody is involved in the programme.
It's like a day out.
Absolutely.
Mm. Like a family day out. Absolutely. That you don't have to deal with your family.
Yeah. And then we bring the parents and the teens together for half an hour at the end, where we'll work on... So the parents are what's being done with the parents and the teens is replicated. So everybody is learning the same skills around whether it's communication or decision making or assertiveness or how to get your point across in a way that isn't going to upset anybody. So whatever we're doing on the night, we're doing it with the parents and the teens, and then we bring everybody together and we try and do a few little exercises around where they can practice it. They get a little bit of homework. They have to do a little bit of homework every week. Really lovely.
No such thing as a free lunch.
Yeah, well, the free meal definitely is a draw. But the homework is lovely things like just spending time together and how important that is, and giving your undivided attention to each other without interruption, and the sense of that a reward is just can be your time. It doesn't have to be a computer game or an iPod or a trip to the cinema. It really can be just something as simple as your time, and giving that to your teenager. So it's a great program.
There's also an incentive given each week for teenagers to be for teenagers to come along. Usually the way it works, parents don't usually need the incentive. It's to try and encourage teenagers to come and say, I'm not going there. They think it's like school. It's not like school. And we always work closely with the school. So if a teenager is coming on a night, our programme takes place on a Wednesday night. So if a teenager is finished school at 4 o'clock and is to come along to Strengthen Families at 5 o'clock and doesn't have an opportunity to get homework, we would liaise with the teacher and say, they're not to not have homework, but can you be, you know, can you give them an extra day to get the homework done? It's not so much for them to get off the homework. It's just to try and take away any barriers that the family may have. I've smaller children, I have to cook a meal, you know, I've no way of getting there, it's lashing rain. Like as Bab said, we take every barrier out of the way to support families to come along. It's funded by the Dublin North East Drugs Task Force.
I was just going to say,
no cost involved.
And who funds the Dublin North East Task Force?
The drugs programme unit, where it's government funded.
Comes which you don't know which department that is, do you?
The drugs programme unit.
Is that health, is it?
It's probably the Department of Health.
Yeah, would be, yes.
Okay. Because we're going to be talking to, I hope we might be talking later to a guy who's playing Robin Hood in Baldoyle Musical Society later. So I think it all ties in, you see. Mm-hmm.
The connections.
Good. Now, what kind of... You were saying games there. They play games?
Well, we use, I suppose, as we're facilitating, especially with the teenagers, you want to make the experience as sort of interesting for them as you can. So you're using lots of different techniques to try and get through the sort of the factual stuff that you want to try and hand over to them. But you're doing it through fun...
Activities.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just thinking, for anyone listening, you know, and they're wondering, I wonder, is this for me? Without divulging anybody's details, I think, could you give me some examples of people, their life situations or something?
I think the biggest thing that families get out of coming on Strengthening Families, and as Vanessa said, the reason that people are referred, it could be that as there's been a separation, it could be that a young person is struggling with going from one house to another a couple of times a week, and it's starting to present with issues and problems in school. It could be that there's maybe a bit of bullying going on in school. It could be the young person has been exposed to mental health issues and concerns through family members. It could be there's been a bereavement. It could be families are struggling. There's a multitude of reasons why somebody might be referred onto the programme. I think the biggest thing that comes out of it, though, the biggest strength, because the programme works on the strengths that are already within the family. So that's what we focus on from the minute they come in the door. But I think what everybody, the one thing that everybody says is just that sense of, you're not alone. Mm. You know, it's not just my family. Actually, this is universal. These things that go on in families go on in every family. And that sense of sort of being in it together for 14 weeks and learning from each other, that's huge.
Finding out that your child isn't a psychopath. Yeah.
And as a parent,
they're all psychopaths at that age.
Yeah, and even as a parent, well, actually, the things that I feel that I'm doing, that I could be doing better, or things that I want to maybe try, that's what parents are experiencing as
so
well.
So you don't have to be worried particularly that your child is on drugs.
No.
It's just that you're worried that they're struggling and they might slip into, maybe if they've got bad friends.
Or just even behavioural problems. Like if there are struggles at home communicating, you know, I suppose my son's grown up now, but being the mother of a teenager, you know, where are you going? Out? With who? No. When will you be back? Don't know. Like that can be kind of some of the stuff you're getting back off teenage. So just even bringing back in to encourage communication. Well, I need to know where you're going because, you know, I need to know who you're with. I need to know where you are because it's dangerous out there. Even bringing back in just talking, you know, as a family. Life is so busy now, you know, with parents working and smaller children and schools and football. And very seldom people have, you know, families have a time to sit down as a family and talk about anything.
Yeah,
you know, so
it
doesn't
to get
necessarily.
Teenagers in, though.
They love it,
do they?
They love it.
It can be quite hard, but I would try and meet with all the families before they come on board to try and answer any queries or fears that they may have. Parents will always be more, you know, I suppose, encouraged
willing
to come. than teenagers. Having said that, you know, when teenagers come on the first night, they're really, you know, oh God, don't know what this is going to be like. It's going to be like school. And when they realise, you know, week one is a meet and greet night, so they just come along generally to become familiar with the venue, to become familiar with the facilitators. It's very informal.
Just break
the ice.
We
would have a presentation on the programme. We would have a parent who completed the programme and a teen talking about how they felt, their experiences, what they may have learned from it, just to try and relay any fears that parents and teenagers might have. And then in the second week, it's down to work. And usually after week two or three, any teenager that did have concerns or, you know, they do generally, because they're mixing with other peers, it's new people, they may meet new friends, and they realise as well that, you know, everybody has a role to play in making things a little bit easier at home.
And do you ever get teenagers coming in saying, I'm very worried about the behaviour of my mother or father or carer?
Yeah, I suppose that's why we do allow space for parents to have their session on their own and the teenagers to have a session on their own. We tend to not encourage sort of disclosure within the groups. Like, we don't want the teens saying anything within the group where they might, you know.
I was asking my mother where she was going. She said, oh, no, I'm not telling you.
You know, we don't want people to regret having said something. Having said that, there is a lot of individual support that's given throughout the programme. And the referral agents that make the referral onto the programme as well, they'll meet with the family each week.
That's
so
good.
There's a lot of support for parent, teen and family throughout the programme where they don't feel that they necessarily have to disclose something within the group.
I'd be in weekly contact with families also, just in case maybe something went on during the week. Obviously the information is on a need to know basis, so when we meet on a Wednesday night, I will meet with the facilitators as site coordinator, and I will say I won't necessarily disclose what if there has been an incident in the family, but I might say, you know, this teenager tonight might be a little bit kind of not willing to engage. They've just had a bit of a bad week, so, you know, it's just for facilitators. It's all about supporting them and encouraging them to keep coming back. As Bab says, it's not a therapy session, it's an education program, although there is a space to talk about, you know, what works and what doesn't work if parents feel, well, I tried what you asked me to do and it didn't work. There is that encouragement of, well, maybe if you tried this, or why do you think it didn't work? But it's not a therapy session, it's an education program, and they're there to learn skills and to encourage them to use those skills.
Very good. So do you want to just give us a brief again how people can get in touch with you, or what groups they might go to that might refer them?
Yeah, depending on where people are from, their local project, if they are familiar with any of our projects, they would be able to give them all the information. Failing that, if it's completely new to them, they can contact the Mornington Centre. Either myself, Vanessa or Babs, or even anybody on reception will be able to give them some information. The number is 01-846-5070. Or they can call in and have a chat. Before they even decide whether or not the program's for them, they can have a chat with us and get some information to see if they want to take it the next step.
Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at the piece that went out. There's an email address here as well.
That's my email address?
It is, yes.
Vanessa@DNEDrugsTaskForce.ie.
Can they do that? Because you know the way some people, they don't like talking about it, but they might write.
Yeah.
You know, it might be easier
whatever
just to send it.
Whatever works for people.
So that's Vanessa, Vanessa@DNEDrugsTaskForce.ie. That's it. Yep. Oh, yeah. Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming along. And the very best with the programme is on Wednesday nights, 6 to 8.30.
Starting on the 11th of February.
There's transport, there's food, there's somebody to look after your small children, there's someone to take your teenagers away and keep them occupied for a few hours, and then there's company with other like-minded parents who are going to agree with everything you say. You're right, they're wrong. What more could you ask for? Fantastic. Thanks, Babs.
Heidi, thanks for having us in.